Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining me today. This is Desiree today, and I just want to share some feedback from our mastermind this morning. We have a mastermind every Tuesday at 10. It's really powerful. It's wonderful. It's fun. It's safe. It's secure, and it's very motivating and educating. And today we talked about success and what does fear have to do with it. And as a quick recap, you know, we share some of the causes of fear, some of the ways to eliminate it, some of the pillars to assist you through moving through it, and then how to feel the fear and do it anyway. And I'm going to encourage you, after you listen to this, to give me your feedback and some of your thoughts on how you move, what fears you have and how you move through it. But some of the ladies have talked about some of the fears were, we all know and heard of the fear of speaking, the fear of, you know, being able to launch something, to do something, whether people are going to respond, whether people are going to react, and, you know, just being able to do it. But even prior to that point, some of them sabotaged their efforts, that they kind of just do self-sabotage because one lady referred that she was afraid of being successful because of her family. Her family sent them into a culture where they felt that success was not possible for her, so they discouraged her. They didn't understand it. Sometimes feel that they feel they have to be either athlete or entertainer or something illegitimate to have levels of success. And then someone else, maybe the success for partners, being able to find a husband or a partner that would respect them, that would want to be with them if they were really successful. And, you know, just many different things that kind of step in your way that creates a fear that you may or may not have had because of the results, because of the outcome of it. And so one of the things that we suggested for is realizing that she took the exercise as to what was most important to you. In her instance, it was whether it was your family or your partner or your success or your lack or the money. You know, like, what was most important to her? What was driving her? Because when she's able to classify what was number one importance and then number two and number three and number four, she's able to really prioritize them as to how significant they really were or were not in her life. So that's something you can, if something you're fearful about, kind of just say what it is, write down what it is and which one of you most fearful is. And then when we went through that, we found out that, you know, the most important thing should be her happiness because of the fact that, you know, her family, there's going to be some family that's going to align with her and some family that's not going to align with her, no matter whether she was rich or poor, successful or unsuccessful. There's also going to be some partners, her boyfriends, husbands, or whatever, that's going to be aligned with her, whether she's rich or poor, successful or unsuccessful. And then the same thing with her, any other thing that you may have that's lying in your way. So once you realize that it's you who's the most important thing, and that what you, and that's what's with you for life, for your life, and that knowing that those other people, those other outside sources may or may not or will not be in line with you, no matter what you do, no matter what path you choose, you might as well choose the path that makes you happiest. Choose the way that makes you happy, and then that way you are strong and healthy and able to move past any other resistance you get along the way. You know, because again, you're not going to be able to satisfy everybody no matter what you do. And then another thing is that, you know, realize that, you know, if there's a problem, for every problem, there's a solution. And sometimes it's not your problem. You know, if they have a problem with believing what you're doing or understanding what you're doing or accepting what you're doing, that's their problem. It doesn't mean that it has to be your problem. So what you do is you find a solution so that you can do what you want to do and achieve the level of success that you want to achieve, and you won't have a problem. It will remain to be their problem. And that you may not even know sometimes what the solution is. And if that happens to be the case, then search for the solution. Search for the other options. You know, you can do that by just Googling, you know, if you have a fear of something, and if something is the unknown or how to deal with something, then fear, Google the things that could be help you overcome that fear. You know, whether it's fear of speaking, then Google how you can go and find out ways of overcoming that fear of speaking, or fear of flying, or fear of, you know, anything you may have. There's hypnosis. There's a lot of different natural and unnatural ways of being able to overcome that. Or call someone. Reach out and call someone that may you can discuss that with, you know, whether it's a therapist, a professional, a non-professional, but just someone else that may have had that fear, and have them share with you how they overcame it. You know, everybody has different ways, whether it's mantras or writing things down or just there's so many unique ways that you can overcome different fears. So find out, call someone to find out. And then go even further, go to a class, a meeting or a seminar, whatever it is, to overcome that fear. Right now there's meetup groups, there's sessions for almost everything and anything. So go and learn how to overcome that specific fear so that you can have the success that you want. There should be nothing stopping you in your way. You know, it could be something as simple as just saying cancel, cancel every time a thought comes up. You know, it could be something like creating affirmations that, you know, that goes against, you know, the negative and brings out the positive. You know, it could be just speaking and acknowledging, most importantly, acknowledging and celebrating and giving gratitude for all the things that you are able to do. I'm sure there are more things that you're not fearful about than the things that you are fearful about. So if you stay and step into that place of gratitude and all the things that you are doing wonderfully, the ways that you are showing up, the ways that you are manifesting, the ways that you are accomplishing your dreams and fulfilling your goals, celebrate those and acknowledge that, then they really in itself could overcome any fear you may have in anything else, because then it will make it seem minute. It'll make it seem minuscule to all the things that you are wonderful at and you are courageous at. So kind of reverse that psychology and says, I'm good at this, or write it down, and the things that you are not good at or that you are fearful about, it will just seem minimal. And that way you can tackle them the way that you need to tackle them to make it to zero. And then actually, the fear of success, everybody has that, you know, in some kind of way or another. You know, sometimes we, no matter who I've talked to, no matter how successful they are, you know, it could be a few different things that they are uncomfortable with, you know, and they do the different things I'm suggesting to get over that. And then decide what's most important to you. You know, are you more afraid of the outcome, you know, or are you more afraid of the, just living with that in itself. And then set up different pillars for yourself of accountability, you know, because sometimes just doing the work allows you to move through it. You know, many times people have fears where they just move through it, they work through it. And some of the ways of accountability could be just a schedule. You know, if you put it in your schedule, then you'll do it. You know, maybe it's uncomfortable for you to have a certain conversation or to have a certain meeting, you know, or to speak in front of certain people. You know, put it in your schedule and then do it. Once it's in your schedule, for most people, they'll follow through with it and they will get it done. Create a team. That's accountability. You know, many times we just sabotage ourselves with just not being consistent, being on time, and maybe our team will help us do that. You know, we have an office meeting or a team meeting or accountability schedule that's incorporated with our team, then we kind of move through it in that way. And sometimes it can be just in programs, becoming involved in different programs, different masterminds, different group situations where you know you have to show up and you know how you have to show up. And you just kind of move through that fear regardless because you have, you know, you people are dependent on you. And then create deliverables, you know, the situations where you have to deliver, whether you have a radio show every week you have to deliver, whether it's a class you have to give and speak in front of, or whether it's a speaking opportunity with 1,000 people, you know, that's paid to be in that audience. You know that you have to deliver. You know you have to overcome any fears you may have to deliver that, because the consequences will be even, you know, even more. It'll be even larger. It'll be even more fearful of the consequences. So, you know, create things in your life that allows you, certain pillars, certain markers that will allow you to move through your fear regardless of, you know, because God has given you the gifts, the talents that you have. And your way of saying thank you to him is by bringing them out into the world, by sharing them. And if you don't do that, you're not only hurting yourself, but you're hurting everybody else that could benefit from your message. You know, so there's a lot of different books, a lot of different classes, like Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. Whatever it takes for you to be able to embrace, to acknowledge, rather, what you're fearful of, to embrace the fact that it's not just you, there's many people that experience that, but also to seek help, assistance, and support, and then to be able to move through it so that your success that is designed for you, you can achieve it and enjoy it. So until we meet again, stay empowered. If you want to find out more about our masterminds, simply contact us, 818-865-8563, extension number 3, or email us at info@anempoweredwoman.com. Be sure to visit our website, anempoweredwoman.com, to find out more information about what we're doing and how you can do it with us. I look forward to seeing you soon, and until we meet again, stay empowered.